respect to House File 417 and Senate File 528. First off, thank you to everybody for coming this morning. The conferees in particular, I know certain folks were in other places till 1:15 last night as well. And in addition to all the civilians in the room for whom this is probably an interesting experience to go through, we appreciate you coming out and joining us this Saturday morning. First off, what I thought I'd do is just kind of cut to the chase. We passed the House version some time ago. The Senate's version recently passed. We've had many opportunities to visit with many of the nice people in this room and taken considerable testimony, both in committee and seemingly in the hallways of the Capitol as well. And we appreciate hearing all of the concerns and the questions and the comments that people have shared. Taking those into account, we have tried to figure out a version of this that is a little bit more satisfactory and workable to everybody that shared concerns or questions and comments with us. What I thought I would try to do, and I'd be happy to take any corrections or admonitions to the extent that I miss anything, but what we have tried to do is take all of those concerns into account, and I think what I'll do is just sort of do my version of a walkthrough subject to correction by the actual smart guys here in the room or any other members of the conference committee. But I thought I'd start by talking of the passengers that have jumped on our bus as we've gone. And we welcome passengers, but sometimes they have to get off the bus. So we had language that Representative Abler, and then we'll get back to the actual guts of the bill that was working its way through the committee. But there was language relative to clearinghouses and insurance payments and how that would take place with a certain fashion that Representative Abler and I have had a discussion about, and with some commitment for me that we're going to keep working on those issues and talking over the summer and next year. That language relative to clearinghouses in the Section 7 is what it's been referred to. I don't believe we'll be in this bill and will not likely be offered by any member of the conference committee. There is some language that Representative Davids and Representative Abler desired that deals with the ability for professional chiropractors in particular to sell their practices, and it gives them a little bit longer window of opportunity for the widower of the deceased doctor to do that. That has not been objected to by anybody, and I expect that will likely remain in the bill. To the guts of the bill itself, we passed somewhat different versions in the House versus the Senate. The House was the version with, frankly, there were no changes from the original bill that was introduced. So if you know the original bill, it was 12% attorney's fees. It was retroactive, or 12% interest plus attorney's fees, and the interest was retroactive to the time of the claim, or the time that it was submitted to the insurer. In the Senate, as I understand it, they passed a version that provided for 7% interest. It was not retroactive, and it removed the attorney's fees. As we have had multiple discussions and heard from lots of nice people with their concerns and comments, it seems that what would work best for people is to do a version that, and it causes me great heartburn to even say it, but removes the attorney fee provision altogether. The Senate was adamant that that is important, that the attorney's fees, and I know that that's caused a great deal of concern for some of my friends in the insurance industry, and I understand that, I relented eventually on the attorney's fees, and there are no attorney's fees provided for in the what I believe will be the compromise that comes out of this. With respect to interest, the likely figure is going to be that will be offered is 10% interest, would be running from the time that the claim is submitted to the insurer. So for those that want to call it retroactivity, the retroactivity provision would remain. If I am missing anything, folks, I think that is a relatively decent summary. There's the effective date of August 1st. Thank you. You're being a hell of a CA. You've got places to go on for thanks, Tom. But lines 2526, the effective August 1, 2009, it applies to causes of action existing on, arising on, or after August 1st of 2009. If I've missed anything, I've got Mr. Pender and Mr. Stain, as well as the conferees, but I think that's a pretty good overview of what I anticipate will come out of this conference committee. If anybody has, and I know that we tried to pass out to anybody that wanted it, sort of a reflection of what I've just walked through, so that there wouldn't be any surprises, but if I've misunderstood, misrepresented, or not fully discussed any of the pieces that are contained in that proposed delete all amendment, now is the time to share that. If members would like to do a full walkthrough of that language, but I tried to talk long enough so that everybody would have a chance to read all their way through. If I missed anything, Representative Scheidt, send why I don't know if that's a demotion or promotion, but you're supposed to be referred to as your highest office. Senator Scheidt.
No, I think you have covered precisely what's in here, and I got here early enough at least to read through it, and I think you reflected accurately what's in here. And frankly, I don't know if you want to ask anybody wants to testify. I would, unless Senator Bach wants to move.
Mr. Chair, Senator, I do think it's important to hear at least from the governor's office. I mean, a number of people put a lot of effort into getting to where we are, and I would hate to see that fail. And Representative Atkins, I deeply appreciate the House's willingness to take the attorney fee provision out of here. The people will argue, well, the vote was only 32-31 on the Senate floor. But that means four people were missing. I don't know where those four people fall. And I would hate to be, people are pretty well entrenched on their view on attorney fees. And I would hate to get the conference committee back to the floor in the final hours here where there's maybe not to reconvene the conference committee. I'd hate to have it see it sent back and the result of that being that the bill failed after all of the energy. And I know members in the business and in the insurance community have probably expended quite a bit of money on both sides of this issue over the course of the session. And I would hate to see all that have been wasted and have to people kind of re-energize those efforts next year.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Shai, did you conclude what comments you wanted to make?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Okay.
So do you want to assist?
I would be happy to hear from it. Obviously, we both go into session here at noon, but I am hopeful. We really, really pained ourselves to try to figure out that language that people could live with. But if there is anybody that would like to testify and tell me what a crummy job I've done or something like that, now is your opportunity. So, or if the governor would like to come into the room and give us his two thumbs up. But I will actually, Senator Bach, I'm glad you made the comment because I give a great deal of credit to the folks that brought the bill to me. And the list of, actually I brought the list of businesses along. It's now 105 different companies that support the bill. They've sent letters. Their CEOs have contacted us all. And for them to, that's a big, big part of their bill. For them to say, you know what, we really want to give the governor something that he can sign. I'm sorry I didn't know how many people were coming, but if he can pass around that list, I'd appreciate it. But we want to give him something that he can sign. I have great regard for our friends in the chamber, and I know that the issue of attorney's fees relative to live with some interest, but the attorney's fees was causing a lot of blood pressure issues for lots of folks. So we really are, as you said, trying to find a bill that people can live with and that the governor can sign. With that, is there anybody that desires to? Well, all right. Don't say we didn't give you the chance.
Former Representative Davids, I remember when I served with him, used to say there's peace in the valley. Is he still? Now that he's back. back in the legislature, does he still say that?
All the time.
Or is it Atkins, he said it in the '90s before you were elected? I hope, Representative Davids is a good person, he's one of the few people in the legislature who weighs more than you, so like. When Senator Larson left, I was in, jeopardy of being at top of the list, so.
I might add, Senator, relative to the bill I passed and the bill coming out, we did put it on the Atkins diet. Alright, maybe I won't use it on the floor. It was Pender's joke. I told him he was a funny guy. Now, back to the grind, Tom. I would feel most comfortable if somebody in the Senate would move it since we.
Mr. Chair, I move the HDA 350 document.
Alright, Senator Bach moves the HDA 350 amendment. Is there further discussion, comments, or questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion prevails. Any other work that folks are, any kumbaya singing we'd like to do? If not, thank you all very much for your service. We've got the conference committee adjourned.